yourself organized while I introduce you. Lawrence Cook is the founder and CEO of NanoPay. NanoPay is a global payments technology company offering payments and liquidity management products for businesses and banks. I looked over and started plugging in and I said, businesses, talk slower, and banks. How are you? Are we ready to go? Let's see. How are we doing back there, guys? I don't want to say go before we're ready. I think we are. There you are. Well, look at this. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Is that it?
Yeah, we're going to do the presentation first, not the demo.
Presentation, so we want the, yeah, there you go.
There we go.
There you go. Take it away, let's hear it again for Lawrence Cook, everyone.
Hi, I'm Lawrence from NanoPay. I think every industry has fundamentally transformed, except payments. And payments are a disaster. So payments are slow, they're expensive, and most importantly, they're dateless. It can take up to 10 days to send money from Canada to India. And I'm going to find a story for you on this. Our lead investor is Goldman Sachs. And when we did our first round of financing, they sent the money twice. And just to make sure that we closed the deal, because we're also acquiring Mintchip from the Royal Canadian Mint. And when they sent their money the second time, they called me and they said, "Will you send it back?" And I joked and I said, "I thought that was from my personal account." Never joke about money. 10 days later, the money was still missing. We had sent it back, but no one could find it. They called me and said, "Lawrence, where are you? You're not in the Caribbean, aren't you?" I'm like, "No, I'm in Toronto." They're like, "Good." They actually thought I'd stolen the money. 9 months to build that relationship. After 10 days, they were ready to leave because they thought I'd stolen $10 million. To send money to the US is unbelievably expensive. We've heard about how much effort we've done to build the relationships with the United States, and yet we can't send money there easily. It's easier to track a pizza than it is to track a $16 million payment. That's the most absurd thing on the planet. So NanoPay, we bought the Royal Canadian Mint solution, Mintchip, which is to digitize cash. Our end game is still to digitize cash throughout the planet for central banks. Goldman Sachs is both our biggest investor, and then last year they reinvested in us because they're actually using our products as well in the liquidity space. I've been on faster payments in the United States. I sat on the Stakeholder Advisory Council of Payments Canada. I sit on FinPay. And I'm the chairman of the Paytext Association of Canada. So kind of embedded in this world. There's a lot going on. We've got a really solid team. So what do we actually do? Firstly, we do payments for businesses. And the payments for businesses, the main thing is connecting the data to the payment. So Finance Canada did a survey last year. They estimated there was $30 billion a year in payment friction. And by the way, on frictionless, I did have you mentioned the frictionless earlier. We have the trademark for frictionless in the United States and Canada. We've applied for it in Europe as well. So $30 billion in payment friction a year, $7 billion of that is in small businesses trying to reconcile against their accounts. $7 billion. So $30 billion is 2% of GDP. Can you think of anything else that could improve our economy as quickly as that? Just solving one very simple problem. Second thing is for banks, and for banks and FIs, we provide liquidity and cash management solutions. Initially, these are designed for them to sell to the enterprise clients, but more and more, we're actually seeing large banks using them as well. So pretty exciting on that front. And then the last one is for central banks. So literally digitizing fiat currency. When I first started speaking about this about 6 years ago, everyone thought I had rocks in my head. Then Christine Lagarde stood up at the FinTech Festival in Singapore last year and said, she thought it's a good idea. Now she's going to be running the ECB. I think we're going to get central bank digital currency a lot quicker than everyone thought. Libra's been fantastic for that, although I did hear that that's falling apart and that MasterCard and Visa are pulling out of that just last night. But super exciting on that front. So sorry, can we switch over to the demo? I'm going to do something that you should supposedly never ever do and do a live demo. When I was coming on stage, the Wi-Fi didn't work, of course. So I'm connected to my phone. So hopefully that works. So this is the main dashboard. And in the main dashboard, you can see I've left approvals. These are real payments, and this is our company logging in. You can see I've got our allied bill here for our rent. and I can go ahead and make a payment then. I can also go and do a US payment, which I'm going to try and do now. Sorry, it might be a little bit tricky with the thing. There we go. So that's not working on my mobile phone. So that's why you don't do live payments. My phone's ringing at the moment. Maybe that doesn't help. Okay, maybe it'll work now. Still waiting for an FX rate. This is why you don't use your mobile phone as an internet connection doing live payment. Anyways, it does work. I guess it's time for the time of day. Just don't pay the end of this live and bring my offer. That's all for me.
Thank you.
So, my follow-up question for you is, why would a credit union use your service as opposed to just building their own in-house?
So, CIBC spent they spent tens of millions of dollars building this product. And there's recently a review by a whole bunch of the accounting firms that use it, and it was not very well received, although it does have some good features. So tens of millions of dollars. We spent about $50 million building our overall infrastructure, including this product, and I bet that most credit unions can't afford to spend $10-$50 million building a solution like this. So it's easier to rent and buy.
And if people want to know more, or they want to see the demo?
We have a booth. Yeah, we'll actually have a demo working out there.
There you go. That's just fine.